In a sense, we consider Earth people to be humanoids, so therefore in relation to that, I could answer, no. But, yes, in relation to how physically I would appear, or could appear to be if I wished to be. D. Do you have one normal state or appearance that you maintain most of the time? J. Well, my normal state is pure energy. So it would not be necessary to become physical, because of the necessity to be physical is. Why would I want to? D. You don't need it, in other words. No, this is why you can function as a teacher and a maintainer of that room then, TVS 468, the custodians, because you mostly operate in the energy state. Is that right? J. That is correct. D. But you did say you were mostly male with female characteristics. J. Well, I mean I have female energy. I am a total balance of male and female energy. D. I was associating that with physicalness. J. No. I understand you would speak mostly of the physical, and I would be relating to mostly the energy. So therefore we have a difference of communication. D. I have spoken to other beings who said they operated in the energy level, and they could manifest anything they wanted or needed. Would that be correct, or is this a different type of thing? J. No, that is correct. D. I have been told there are whole cities and whole planets and everything that operated in energy. J. Totally. But you must understand there is more than my planet from which beings will come that operate similarly. D. There are many in the different galaxies? Yes, but is the planet a physical planet? J. It is a physical planet. D. But the people are not physical? J. The people are whichever they wish to be. They have a choice, and it doesn't mean they must stay in the physical state because they become a physical state. They can be physical today, non-physical tomorrow, physical this minute, and non-physical the next. It depends on what desires, or what interaction at what level they wish to participate. So it's a matter of actually learning to manipulate energy in such a manner that physical is a diversion. It is interesting to move from level to level. And there are reasons why you would operate in the physical, as opposed to an energy state. There are things that take place in the physical that cause you to want to be that way. D. But you can manipulate it back and forth either way you, the ultimate experience, 469, want to. You're not trapped, so to speak. No, although these concepts sounded like science fiction in the early 1990s, they have been popularized in new TV series and movies. Through this type of fiction, they are now being presented in ways that people can understand. The energy beings, especially the flowing liquid types mentioned earlier, are permanent characters in Deep Space Nine. They are also called shapeshifters. Alternate realities and parallel dimensional worlds are presented in TV shows like Star Trek, Sliders, and Stargate SG-1. What was science fiction is becoming more and more science fact, as our minds become capable of comprehending complicated theories. D. Can you tell me of other planets that you know of? J. I'm not allowed to at this moment, but I will in the future discuss with you. And perhaps I am not the teacher who will be speaking to you of other planets. For my field is energy, and if you wish to know of energy I will teach and tell you. But I will not necessarily discuss with you other areas, for that is someone else's expertise. And I respect that from them. D. I was just curious, because I don't know the rules. J. There are no rules, as such, other than whoever is at the highest level of expertise is whom you should be discussing this with, for that is the area of development at which you are operating at this time. D. To me at this point it's all confusing. It seems to be beyond my mental capabilities, but I always want to learn. Then if I want to ask questions dealing with energy of any kind, and their properties and their uses, I should talk to you? J. I will be answering your energy questions, yes. D. How will I know who to contact? J. You will come to this room. I will be here. I am always here. D. I will call the guardian. J. You could call me the guardian, if you wish. 470. The custodians. D. Of the metal room, the metal energy room. J. Just call it the energy room, because, although it appears to be, it is actually not metallic. D. Can you tell me, have I ever visited this craft? J. I do not believe you have, no. There is one craft away from here that you have visited, as far as development. D. Then you go to different ones for different developments. And this happens when you're sleeping, and you don't know about it? J. It can happen in many states. It can happen in the sleep state, or in a conscious state. In a split second, in the blink of an eye, you could have been here and back. That's how energy works, you know. D. And you would never know it consciously. J. You might think, I started to go to the other room to get a pencil. But what was I going to get? Oh. I was going to the other room to get a pencil. And in that particular span of time you've already been to the ship and back. It was just a little lapse for you. D. And you learned something while you were there. J. Exactly. D. Why would it have been necessary for me to go to one of those craft? J. Actually you wanted to. Even though in your conscious mind you do not realize or think you want to. Because of your work it will help you relate better to your subjects. If you understand energy, your energy is interacting at all times with your subject. And there is sometimes a bit of shift that takes place in you, to be able to tune into your subject. You are unaware consciously that you do know how to do this, but you do know how to do this. D. Is this why I am able to get the results I do? J. It most certainly is a part of why. It is only a part of why you are able to get the results. You are able to get the results because you have a pure essence energy. And your intentions for gathering the knowledge are pure intentions. You have no ulterior motive and will not misuse the ultimate experience, 471, information. For when we tell you it is not time to disseminate information, you don't. D. That's right. J. And I respect you. D. Thank you. I usually don't know what I'm after. But at least I ask questions and try to accumulate the information. J. Yes, but you have advanced in a very short time period. Perhaps in your conscious mind you are not really aware, and yet you yourself know that you have begun to grasp concepts at a faster rate than you were able to when you began this work. Is that not true? D. Yes. In the beginning even simple concepts seemed strange. J. Everything was strange in the beginning. But now not very much will shock you. That was part of why you came to the ships. Because there was some adjustment, and adjustment time period which could only take place at a ship level. You were agreeable, although you perhaps would not say so. And it did not disturb your life. In order to continue your work it was necessary. D. Then it is better to do these things without the consciousness knowing about them. J. It would depend upon your wishes. And your wishes are not consciously known at this time. You may change that at any moment. You may change and wish to know. If you wish to know, we will find the appropriate time and method, and allow that to begin to take place at a very slow pace. D. I always feel it is better if I just act as a reporter, and accumulate the knowledge. J. That is entirely your choice. You can come here at any time. If it is the proper frame of time for you to know, these energy questions will be answered. If it is not the proper time frame for you to know, then I will most assuredly decline to answer. However, you will be doing work with energy, for there is a possibility you will begin to explain some complicated theories in the future. D. I don't understand that type of thing. In order for me to explain them, they would have to be explained to me in a 472d7, the custodian's HGRU-DS, way that I could understand. J. That's part of why you are connected to Janice. And a part of her expertise is that she is able to, as you have been told before, bring complicated information to the practical level, and explain it in a practical manner. That is part of her training on the Earth. She has been involved for the past 12 years in doing, at an Earth level, exactly the same thing she does at a spiritual and an energy level. D. Why is it important for people to learn these things and bring them back to Earth? Is there a purpose for this on our planet? Knowing about these energies so we can manipulate them? J. It depends upon the project in which you are involved. It would also become more common amongst people who are not necessarily involved in a project, but who have dedicated their lives to balancing the energy of your planet. They must know these things. And whenever there is time for integration work, or there is time for an advancement, or there is time for different purposes, they come to this room for adjustments in some of their physicalness. Because when they come to this room, once the dematerialization and configuration have taken place, they will never be the same. D. You mean they change after they have been broken apart into molecules? J. They don't necessarily change in a physical manner. There can be physical changes, but in some instances there are physical ramifications in that, if the physical body is operating, it becomes very complicated. And I will explain it to you if you wish. But the physical body can change and be affected. However, normally it is not. D. Janice has awakened many times with bruises on her body. Does that have anything to do with your department? J. A smirk and a chuckle. I am sorry this happens, but that is one of the side effects of which I speak, of doing this kind of work when you come to this room. I have explained this to her in a non-conscious state. And she is subconsciously, the ultimate experience, 473, aware of this taking place. But there is no way around this happening necessarily. D. I'm just guessing. When the molecules are reassembled, something happens that causes the bruising. J. It depends upon the cause or the manner in which reassembly takes place. Sometimes things happen at the Earth level that, well, time. It has to do with time, you see, depending upon when these molecules reassemble and how it takes place. If something happens to interrupt before the time is up, there can be damage. D. Does this occur in your room, or as they are coming back? J. It occurs mostly on the return into the physical vibrational rate of the Earth, and to the physical rate at which the body was vibrating before it left the Earth. Because the vibrational rate that it carried at the time it left the Earth is not what it will return with. D. When it comes back, is that a more fragile condition after being taken apart and put back together again? J. It is actually in a stronger condition internally. But physically the actual structure, because of the fragility of the physical structure of human beings, this is the highest energy at which you can work, and it is a great feat to return with that. Having been to this energy level, it is amazing to be able to return to physical form. Only certain people can do this work. It is not done by everybody. D. I was thinking that was why the bruising occurred, because the body was fragile in the sense of being put back together, and going through cohesion. J. That is correct. The energy enters the physical body and begins to dissipate through the physical body. If there are places in the physical body that are not exactly well, perhaps it doesn't pass through at the proper rate. Or if the body moves at all, if there is any movement in the physical body. Any. I said any. That includes breathing. D. Ingrantry? Yes, but wouldn't the body suffer by not breathing? J. The body is maintained. It does not have to breathe in the 474, the custodian's energy state. D. And if there is any movement at all, this could cause the bruising. J. Sometimes the physical body tries to take over the energy, because it is aware of its physicalness at the same time it is aware of its energiness. When the physical body wants to become the owner of the energy before it's time to own the energy, that's when the problem occurs. D. She also has something wrong with her right knee. Do you know anything about that? Did that occur on one of these trips? J. No, it occurred on the Earth. She was falling, and she twisted her knee in the process. We did not have time for her to have this injury, because of the need for her work to continue. So we medically fixed it, and if she had not removed the device then the knee would have been totally healed. But she did remove it, so. Janice had told me before the session about discovering a small lump just beneath the skin of her knee. She was able to extract a tiny black piece, and she could not understand how it became embedded under her skin. She treated it as a curiosity. D. She was curious. She didn't know what it was. J. We understand, and we are not upset that this took place. It's simply being done in another manner now, from a distance. D. Then her knee was repaired in one of these trips when this device was implanted? J. Yes, but do not confuse this device with an implant, because she no longer requires implants. D. She has gone past that stage. What was the purpose of the little device? She said it was very tiny and black. J. It was very tiny. It was black. And it is similar to when you have a tooth pulled and the dentist puts something in the hole to dissipate medicine to the affected tooth cavity. The device was releasing a particular healing energy through the ultimate experience, 475, knee. D. Then when she took it out it interfered with the process. J. Yes. It was not imperative that it remain. It was for her comfort that it was placed there. D. But it is now being worked on from a distance. Yes, well, I thank you for giving me all this information. When I want to ask questions again, I most certainly will call on you, with your permission. J. You are most welcome, because I have much more to tell you. D. I will have to plan my questions, because I was caught off guard. Then can I have Janice back? I want to ask her what else happens on board the craft. J. She is not in this room any longer. D. Can I locate her? Which room did she go to next? J. She actually is between the rooms, and waiting for you to get tired of me. D. Laugh, all right. Let me catch up with her then. J. Thank you for coming, and I've enjoyed our visit. The voice then suddenly changed. It sounded softer, more feminine. J. First before you catch up with Janice, I wish to have a word with you. You have spoken with me before, I believe you know. D. Well, I've spoken to many people. J. You have commonly called me the doctor, although that is not exactly what you would want to call me. D. I thought you were in a different part of the craft when I spoke to you the last time. J. Well, I don't stay there. I can go to different locations on this craft, you know. But what I want to explain to you is that I am in care of Janice's health overall. And you commonly call me the doctor? D. You did tell me you were a doctor, although not the type of doctor we are familiar with, because you are also involved, 476, the custodians, with energies. J. That is correct. I work with the entity to whom you just spoke. We work very closely together. That's why I wanted to speak with you, and let you know there is a coordination of effort on our parts. And we have the utmost concern for the welfare of Janice and Ken. They are wonderful energies. D. Then the one I was speaking to in the room was a different entity than you are? J. Oh, yes. D. Then you just caught me on the way out? J. Well, I was here. I didn't want to speak and interrupt. D. I thought it sounded like a different person. I do recognize your voice. J. That is nice. You have been a long time away. D. Oh, there are many things going on in my life. I couldn't journey to where Janice lives for a long time now. J. Well, we have been waiting and hoping that you would come. D. I had many questions I wanted to ask you. I don't know if now is the time though. J. That is entirely your prerogative. D. Well, we were curious about what was happening with Janice. That's why I asked the questions about her knee, and about the bruises. And we were given the answers about those. So if I have medical questions, could I come to you? J. Yes. If you have medical questions, psychological questions, sociological questions, I am involved with every aspect of the well-being of Janice and Ken, in their functionality. You see, actually we serve them. We serve them. They don't serve us. That is one thing I wanted to clarify. And that is why I spoke to you. Because you have never asked that question. Nor would you perhaps have thought of it. D. It probably wouldn't have. J. But you see, both Janice and Ken are very high caliber, and, the ultimate experience, 477, operate much above where we are. In actuality, it is important for you to realize that we serve them. Let me see if I can give you an explanation. They are directors of many projects, you see. They are not totally working with one energy, or one group of beings, or one particular purpose. They have many different projects, and they control many different projects. D. But they're not consciously aware of this. J. In a sense, Janice is becoming somewhat aware, because she has integrated to the point where she can know at a physical level, and be taught in a way in which Ken has yet to be able to remember. It is simply a matter of actually being able to. Sigh. There's not a real word for what I want to convey to you, other than confused and frustrated. Oh, my. D. Can you find a concept or anything close? J. Confused, perhaps. Let me see. No, maybe I can't describe it. There must be balance. For beings such as Janice and Ken to operate and continue to be functional in all the areas and the many galaxies in which they function, there must be a point to which they return from time to time, to re-establish that balance. So the purpose for them being in this particular ship is to cause that particular balance to be re-established. Now, at a physical level they have come together, because their work requires them now to be in a physical state together. Through the years that was not the case. And it had to evolve to a point where it was time for a physical connection as well as a connection at the other levels. D. That's what I was going to ask. Why did they get together after so many years of not seeing each other? J. They have work to do in the physical. They will come to know in the physical that these projects will evolve in their consciousness in the physical. And thereby they will be able to affect greater change planetarily. D. The other entity said there are other people working in this same way. J. There are other people working in this same way, but you, 478, the custodians, will discover they are not connected in the same manner, perhaps, as Janice and Ken are connected. There are very few instances where a connection is as it is with these two. D. It would seem that would make the energies they are working with more compatible. J. Well, it is as your question to the energy guardian, of negativity. It is not even relevant. Their energy interaction is past any compatibility factor that Earth people even know. D. I think it's wonderful that they've come back together after all this time. J. Oh, it was just simply a matter of time. This would have taken place in the past had they made different choices. And plus, you must understand that the history of your planet is at such a crucial point it is necessary for them to come together in a physical state, because in the physical state the same thing happens to them that happened in the energy room. It happens in a much more subtle way in the physical state, but it happens nonetheless. And they will be noticed, but people will not understand what they see. D. That's the way human beings are. Can you tell me what these other rooms are used for? J. I'm not at liberty to discuss that with you. You will experience it, but perhaps not on this visit. I'm not sure where you will be directed next. I wish to discuss any information with the Council before you put it into a book. As I understand it, the information that comes through Janice to you will be passed on by the Council before you could put it into a book. Because, as I understand, if you even attempt to put it into a book, it will not come to fruition. Unless permission has been given. What you don't realize at this point is that everything interacts. In some of your work you realize the value of timing. And so if information of this caliber is disseminated prior to certain events in historical time, it can intensify the negativity level if it falls into hands other than the proper disseminators, or the proper translators, or the proper forms of energy. The ultimate experience, 479. Transmutation. That is, into the negativity side of your planetary balance. Then there could be a more intense negativity level created through the mechanics of understanding the positive side of the energy. So what I'm trying to say, in short and in an uncomplicated manner is, don't disseminate the information until you have gained the permission, not only of Janice but of a council who will pass upon it. Because you see, there are certain events that will take place. And in your other books you have discussed these events. It is very important that certain energy information not be disseminated prior to certain historical events. I don't know if you have gathered the event of which I speak. If you have not, then I need to inform you. D. I won't do anything right now. At this point I'm just collecting information. Andy will abide by your instructions. J. But there is an important event which, in actuality, I really am being told to tell you this. It is important that this information that you learn, the mechanics of certain elements not be disseminated. And my council is becoming most excited. They're speaking very rapidly, and I'm simply not able to keep up with the torrent of words to tell you. But I must tell you simply that you cannot disseminate the information prior to the proper juncture in time. Certain of it cannot be at a physical level of exposure prior to that time. It simply cannot. D. Then I'll be very careful. J. Sigh. Too many people talking. Too many people talking. She began to breathe heavily and showed signs of discomfort. D. It's all right. Calm down, because I'm not going to use it without anybody's permission. I'll be very, very careful. She was calming down. If I'm disturbing you, we can change the subject. I just hope I'm not getting you into trouble. J. No, it's not a matter of trouble. It's just that there was such an infusion of vibration that my own vibration was raised to 480, the custodians, a level that I'm not accustomed to operating at. And I'm having a bit of deep sigh, but you must hear this, so you must give me a moment to adjust to. I am being dictated to at my own level of energy. Big sigh D, all right. You go ahead and assimilate there. I have something to do on my level. I took the tape out and put another one in. D, are you feeling better now? J, confusion, there's just a total heavy breathing. D, I certainly hope what I was asking you wasn't causing you problems. J, it did not cause me a problem. It caused problems at a higher level, at a much higher level. D, because I don't want to cause anyone any problems. J, no, it was a matter of your misunderstanding what you could and couldn't disseminate, you see. I was speaking to you with relation to vibrational adjustment of energy infusion. And I was being dictated to by the members of the sacred room. And I was not aware of the power of that energy in that room. She was still feeling the effects. This was what caused the confusion, and the inability to communicate. I do not enter that room. I am speaking to you from the energy room, at which I am accustomed to operating. And Janice and Ken are in another state of being in another place. I am in this place, and they are in that place. And this place and their place and the physical place. So you must see it becomes complicated in some moments to discuss with you, and have it come through a physical being. D. It seems as through the council are the ones in the sacred room that are picking up on what we're talking about. And apparently they thought you, J, interrupted, they are always aware, and they monitor what is being discussed with you. However, there was a very powerful something that came through me. The ultimate experience, 481, D, I was thinking they thought you might have been revealing things to me that it was not time for yet. J. It was time for you to have some of this information. Heavy breathing and confusion, you will excuse me please. I am not functioning properly at this time. But if you will bear with me, I am returning to some semblance of myself. D, I'm sorry if I caused you any discomfort. J, It wasn't discomfort in the sense of discomfort. It was simply. Oh. I was taken to. Thank you very much for. It was. Oh, an overwhelming experience for me. You see, I'm not allowed in that. It is not a matter of allowances. It is just that I don't go to that room, for. Phew. I'm a little disoriented. Confusion again. D. The main thing I wanted to clarify is what they don't want me to do. J. Yes. I'm being held at this rate. It is important for you to know that I am functioning at a different vibrational rate from my own. And that may change. You may speak directly to one of the sacred elders if you. I'm not sure what's going to happen here. She was taking deep breaths trying to adjust. This was why the outburst of a loud and different voice surprised me and took me off guard. Dolores. The voice had authority and commanded attention. D. Yes. J. The breathing was now calm, Dolores. D. Yes. I hear you. J. Can you relate to me? D. Yes, I can hear you very well. J. Can you hear me with other than your physical ears? Can you hear me inside your head? Yet? D. Well. I don't know. J. Can you hear me in a sense of a light? Can you hear the light?